So we've got about 45 minutes together, and my first thought was I can preach for 45 minutes, and as appealing as that was, I thought that probably wouldn't be top of your agenda. So what we're going to do is I'm going to talk a bit, but then I'm going to put up some discussion questions and encourage you to think about those together. Now, I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable about that, and I know some people, when we say, turn around to the people near you and discuss together, I know that is about the very least favourite thing for some people. And so if you'd like to just sit and think about those things by yourself, that's absolutely fine. And if you're in a group of people and you're feeling a bit awkward, it is absolutely fine to say to the rest of your group, actually, I'd just like to think quietly, and you can either move seats or just let them chat around you. But it's sometimes really helpful to discuss with other people, because sometimes we've got part of the picture and they've got other parts of the picture. And so I'd encourage you, if you feel able, to have a conversation with the people around you and get other people's perspective as well. But it's absolutely fine either way. Sit and think by yourself or chat to the people near you when we get to that bit. So we're thinking about humility, and we're thinking about what that looks like in practice. Jesus spent his time with this group of friends, this group of disciples, group of people that hung around with him. And even though this group of people spent pretty much all their time with Jesus, in those days, if you were a disciple following a teacher, because Jesus wasn't the only teacher that had disciples, you would live with them 24/7. You'd get to see pretty much everything about their life. And so these people spent and shared their whole lives with Jesus for that period of time. But despite that, sometimes they got competitive with each other. Sometimes they wouldn't quite say it out loud, but what was going on inside was, I'm more important than you. I'm better than you. I've healed more people than you. We know that sort of thing was going on because at one point a couple of them asked their mum to go to Jesus and say, excuse me, Jesus, but could you make my two lovely boys the most important in your kingdom? They went to their mum to ask her to do this. Would you go and ask Jesus if we could be the top dogs? So we know that that's what was going on inside. And when they asked that, Jesus did something that they would remember for the rest of their lives. And we're going to look at that in a couple of minutes. But before we do, I want to get you chatting. Because if we start this ball rolling early, it's going to be a little bit easier as we go on. So, David, can we have the first set of discussion questions? There's just two or three questions to go up on the screen. It's just the first slide from that discussion one. There you go. Love does not envy, does not boast, and is not proud. When you're playing a game, what does it mean to be a good loser? Is that a phrase you've heard before? It's a phrase that my mum used to use to me all the time. Paul, be a good loser. And I used to say, I don't want to be a good loser. I want to be a brilliant winner. What does it mean to be a good loser? What does it mean to be a good winner? Which do you find it easier to be? And what kind of people are you most likely to feel competitive with? Have a think or have a chat. I would encourage you, if you feel able, have a chat with the people around you, because it's always interesting to hear what other people have to say. We'll give you 6 or 8 minutes for that.